Welcome to the BetCast Ledger. And yes, we're back at it. Another week, another report, another pod. I love it. Can't get enough. I keep thinking I'm going to run out of report ideas. No, I don't. I get a little bit scared. But you look into the numbers, you look into the data, and boom, out pops a report. So today's pod will feature a UFC betting podcast report. So this is my first UFC report. Yes, we track UFC podcasts. Yes, we track their records. And yes, we have a report. And this extends the whole entire month of July. So from July 1st, most of July. July 1st through July 26th. And of course, we'll get into the report. A little bit more depth and a little bit more depth later. It features three UFC events. And before I even go down the UFC road, I want to express a disclaimer. I'm not a UFC person. I know some UFC fighters. I don't really watch UFC. I got nothing against UFC. I'm proud of UFC. I'm glad that they've gotten where they've gotten. Seems like they had a really dope event at the White House, but I'm not the UFC aficionado. But yeah, you're not coming to me for your UFC takes. You're coming here because you want to know how the BetCast, You're coming here because you want to know how the podcast ecosystem is doing. And you're just interested in the reporting and the data. And of course, you're a sports gambling fan. So I'm here to deliver that message. I'm here to report. Before we get into it, a couple updates on the application side. It has been an interesting ride trying to handle all of this data. I've always wanted to manage data at a large scale. But this has been a very fun and interesting challenge. And so one of the big things that has changed is, and I've touched on this previously, but now I have a system in place that is constantly gathering episodes from podcasts and constantly extracting picks from those episode podcast transcripts. And just a little insight on some of the numbers here. We have 9,679 extracted picks. I want to repeat that. 9,679 picks. Now, of course, not all those picks get to the end of the road. And let me just take you down sort of the pipeline, the BetCast Ledger data pipeline. One second. Ooh, I had to get a sip of coffee. It's the morning. I'm juiced up. I'm ready to go. But I had to take a sip early. Usually I'm about 10 minutes in front of my first sip. But nonetheless, what happens is I'm scanning, or I should say the system is scanning podcast at a pretty high cadence. We're constantly scanning for episodes of podcast within our database. Okay. The scanning doesn't care really about the sport. We're just looking for podcasts because since I've been doing this, or since I've opened it up to extracting all the picks that we can get, I've gotten some, I didn't know, like, I had no idea that there was a horse racing podcast out there. Like, I promise you, and maybe we'll get to a horse racing report. Right now, I have not implemented the capability to handle horse racing picks or bets. But yes, there's NASCAR. Like, I've seen a lot of stuff I didn't know was a thing. So shout out to any horse racing podcasts out there that are giving out their picks. Well, guess what? The BetCast system will be tracking those pods. Not now. Not now. I've seen the data, but it takes a lot to handle a sport. But I want to take you through a journey of a pick. So from, for lack of a better term, horse's mouth of a podcast host is a pick. So I'm going to use just a crazy example. I'm going to use a sport that doesn't even exist, so we don't get confused. I'm going to say Cowboys. I love using the Cowboys. I'm not a Cowboys fan. I love the Ravens. But I'm just going to say, you know, for the sake of it, I'm going to say Cowboys Ravens. We'll take the Ravens money line, baby. I don't even know if they're playing this year, but this is just an example. So out comes that those words from a podcast host. Hey, I think you should take the Ravens money line versus the Cowboys. Then that pick gets extracted from an episode. So that's a part of the 9,679 picks that we have extracted since we've opened up Pandora's box. Okay, then the most important piece, probably the hardest piece, but the most important, and it depends on the sport, it depends on the pick. This one would be a pretty easy one, but that pick has to get validated. Again, this system is about data integrity. I'm not trying to fluff numbers. I'm not trying to make up stuff. Of course, there's going to be errors. Of course, there's going to be bugs. But I work passionately to resolve any sort of errors and any sort of bugs. But of course, the system isn't perfect, but we're making it as perfect as it can be. But nonetheless, that pick has to get validated. The system has to validate that bet. And hey, the validation process, like I said, it could be super easy. It could be super, super difficult, depending on the sport, on the event, all that. Now, UFC, ironically, it is one of the hardest sports to validate. Not because of any other complication, but simply because of the names. The names in UFC has triggered so many edge case errors because somebody will say, hey, I don't even want to say a name because I don't know UFC, but some crazy name versus another crazy name. You know, the you know, an LLM is extracting these picks. So it you know, the transcript could spell it, you know, the transcript could spell it completely different. So when you go to match it, you get all these weird of like, oh, it couldn't match the event, but it's off. The spelling is off by a couple letters. So there's a lot of logic and a really sophisticated algorithm to sort of match and validate. So that's part of the pick. The pick has to then get validated. And once it gets validated, it means a few things. It means that we have the event or game or time or and time. We got to make sure we have that. So when I say event, it's okay. It's the game, football game. It's at a certain time. It's at a certain place. We have the home in the way. We can identify the event exists. Otherwise, we don't want to continue it down the pipeline. So it must get validated. We must have a valid event because, hey, maybe the Ravens and Cowboys don't even play. So validation is the most important piece of this whole process. We have to validate the event. We have to validate the time. We have to validate that the two people are actually playing or fighting or whatever the case may be. So once it gets validated, then it moves to the next piece, which is settlement. Settlement is just it's not a fancy word, but it's just another word that is used in our system to determine the outcome. So once it gets validated and matched, then it gets into a queue and it gets waited. It'll wait there for settlement. And we have a settlement job that runs. We have a validation job that runs. We have a discovery job that runs that's getting all the podcasts. We have an extraction job that runs that's extracting this data out into picks. And then the validation picks it up. And then the settlement picks it up. So, hey, I'm probably made it a lot easier than it actually is, because once you get down into the weeds, it can get really complicated. Data can go one way or this way and things error. And so a lot of this past week has been sort of putting the integrity into the data. Done a lot of work around validation, around that validation persisting throughout the pipeline. So that way when settlement comes, settlement doesn't have to reach out for the event again. It knows. So there's been a lot of tagging of the data along the pipeline, as you can call it. A lot of strengthening the breadcrumbs to make the pick go down, go through the pipeline smoothly and efficiently. So that's been a big piece of it. Another really fun addition is the Explorer. Now, this is only for paid customers. And again, I want to, if this is the first time you're here, if you come here before, there is an application. There is a user interface where you could create an account and you can create a betting card. That is the main purpose of the UI. That is the main purpose. That was what sparked this whole journey. That's what got me here. It's just being able to generate a betting card. And that betting card is comprised of picks generated from podcast. And so, as a part of the data, as a part of being able to understand it, I added an explorer. This is probably one of my favorite things, because now you can go and look at the data in a granular fashion. Yes, you can look at all time. You can look at every pick. Now, I want you to understand, this is only for picks that have made it to the end of the line. They have got through validation. They have been settled. Once that happens, once a bet gets settled, you can observe it in the Explorer. And I really like it. You can filter by sport, by market. You can look at different dates. You can even export picks. Again, that's for paid customers. You can compare podcasts. You can do a lot. You can look at it, like, for example, I'll just look at the last 3 days. So the last 3 days has been kind of rough. Yeah, just a quick little peek. We're not going to spend too much time here. But, the last 3 days, they only hit a 45.1% clip. That's across 23 podcasts and 62 source episodes. And it's broken down by sport. Yeah, you can do a lot there. So please, if you're a paid customer, or if you want to be one, you can check out, you can look at the intricacies of the data by markets, by podcasts, by confidence. It's all there. It's all there to be seen. But before we go off that tangent, back to the sort of journey of a pig. As it leaves the mouth of a host, as it enters into our system as a pick, then it goes through validation. Then the pick gets settled. And then that's where it gets to the public records. Yes, public records. As I've said, we're a place that's tracking it all for the public to see. So every podcast, every sports gambling podcast that is in our database. Now, again, we're constantly scanning. So have we gotten every single podcast in the world? No. No. I wouldn't say that. We definitely have a lot. We definitely have a lot. We're at 482 right now. 482 podcasts. All right, 482. Now, out of that 482, let's see here. Out of that 482, only 57 have actual numbers, actual data. But that's fine. That's fine. We can only track what we get. And as I mentioned, I have a backlog right now. Let's see. I have a backlog of probably about close to 4,000 picks that have errored along the way. Either they didn't get validated or they got validated and didn't get settled. So, look, there's a lot of work to be done. That's the kind of work that I'm excited to do. That's the kind of work that I love, and I'll get through it. Don't worry. We'll get through it. We'll parse it. We'll match it. We'll validate it. We're going to do our best. But BetCast is here to track. Again, I've mentioned there's the application side where you could log in, and guess what? You can create a betting card based off validated data. This is one of my favorite changes to the application, because in the early days, when I was sourcing and analyzing live, or I should say at request time, when you click that little button before, you hit generate, it was going out getting the pipe. It was going through that whole pipeline at request time. Imagine that. And one of the biggest problems with that is that it was hard to control what came onto the card. It was hard to control, especially when you wanted speed. Because there was a time I remember during the early application days where it could take 2 minutes, a minute and a half sometimes. 3 minutes to generate a card. But not anymore. And by the way, you had no idea what would come back. I had a buddy generate a card in the early days, and it came back with some bet that was so off. It was quite embarrassing. I was like, oh, that's not it. So that sort of, it's been trial, it's been error. And of course, it's going to continue. But as of right now, it's in a good place where when you go to actually generate a betting card, you're only going to see picks that have been validated. And you're only going to see picks of events that are in the future, not in the past. If it's been completed, you're not even going to see it. There will be a special section for live picks if the game, if the event or match, whatever, has already started. So there's a lot of work on the UI, on the application side, so that you can easily go in and create, generate bets, look at the validation, look at the odds, all that stuff. And again, that's probably, like I said, that was the initial reason for this application. And I'm continuing to build on that and love that. And I use it every day. I use it every day. As a matter of fact, I generated some bets for the MLB and they were pretty good. I had the Red Sox money line yesterday, parlayed with the Rays. It was nice. But anyways, we're here for the report. That's what we came here for. We want to look into the numbers. But before we do that, I'm going to use this opportunity. Again, I don't have any sponsors. I don't have any ads. But I'm always going to go down my spiel. Hey, if you want me to, I want to be your first. Come to me. We'll grow together. You know, I'm patient. I'm not trying to go viral here. I'm just trying to provide you with interesting, fun, new content. This does not exist anywhere. Okay? This is data that is unique. And hey, you may not know about it now, but I'm going to keep pushing. I'm going to keep grinding. I'm going to keep supplying until everybody hops on board. Until BetCast becomes the official podcast tracking system that everybody trusts, that everybody wants validation from. Where every listener looks at a podcast, a sports gambling podcast, and they say, hey, where are they at on BetCast? Oh, they're ranked number 30th? Ha! Step your game up. Oh, I'm going to go check out BetCast and see who's ranked number one. And I may follow them. I may go listen to them. I want to work with the host. I want to work with the ecosystem. I want to be a part of the ecosystem as the de facto stamp of validation. I want these hosts, these podcasts, to put the BetCast badge on their site, on their podcast. Let the people know where you are. Let the people know how they can track your picks, how they can see your performance. And you can look at it. There's a leaderboard. There's reports. That's what we're here for. That's what we're here for. And I'm here to be the messenger and keep it fresh, keep it fun, keep it exciting. And then on top of all that, you can log in and you can create cards, betting cards, off that data. I mean, that's a win-win. That's a win-win. And soon, one of the big features, I mean, I have a lot of features ideas, but one is that you can actually, does not exist, so don't try this, but hey, you should be able to at some point go to a podcast profile and generate bets based off picks that they've made for the future just from that one podcast. See, right now, that's not possible. What it does is it gets all the validated bets for that sport that you chose, and it does some very special ranking to compress it to a card. So you can't, you know, it won't show every single value. There could be like hundreds, but a betting card must be small. We got to put the best bets on there. But soon you'll be able to go straight to a podcast host and be, hey, tell me y'all. Give me all the bets that this podcast is making for for these upcoming events for a particular sport. But that's not there yet. But that's my point. That's what we're here for. That's what I'm going to keep reemphasizing. That's what I'm going to keep saying over and over until it happens. And it will happen. Folks will catch on. The podcast world will see, will recognize BetCast as the official validation. Yes. Yes. And when that happens, the work won't stop because the podcast won't stop. The betting won't stop. The sports won't stop. We're here all year round for all sports. Like I said, horse race. There's horse race. There are podcasts out there that are picking horses, and I didn't know. And that's great. I love it. And I want those podcasts to be known. I want those podcasts to get their recognition. And I'm going to help. And we're all going to work together to build up this ecosystem. And as we build it up, we're going to have a place that is keeping track. So, without further ado, let's get into this report. Again, that's why we're here. UFC, July 1st through July 26th. And hey, this was a good month for the UFC. If for whatever reason you happen to be tailing some of these podcasts I'm about to get into, good for you, because just high level, 195 picks, 195 picks throughout the month of July for UFC. It covered three events. The UFC 329, McGregor versus Holloway 2. Again, I'm not a UFC aficionado. I don't watch UFC. I don't follow these events. And actually, I get confused. One thing about a little fun UFC gripe is that I never know what is what. Like 300, 200. I lose track of time. Sometimes I feel like, are they going in order? You know, look, if you're a UFC fan and you're hearing this, you're probably cringing. I'm sorry. But this covers three events. UFC 329, UFC Fight Night, UFC Fight Night. So two UFC Fight Nights. One in Abu Dhabi. And so over these three events, which is why we did this report, we got 195 picks across 28 podcasts. 28 podcasts gave out 195 picks. And only nine are going to get their shine on this episode. So again, we're trying to bring you the best performances for the month for this sport. And that's what we're going to do. So again, we got, three, four, five. We got six podcasts here that led July. That led July. Okay. They brought it. I'm about to say them right now. Number one was, this is not any particular order, but I'm just going to say, we want picks. We want picks. They want 7-3-2. That's 70%. Highest win rate amongst all the shows with at least 10 decisions. Congratulations to We Want Picks. Go follow them. Go check them out. Sports Gambling Podcast Network. We've said them before. They are one of the biggest pick producers out there. I'm actually going to go to their profile. Yeah, they got 401 picks. We got we're tracking over 407 picks by the Sports Gambling Network. Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Their win rate overall isn't great, but guess what? They're number one in the UFC. And fun fact, which I didn't mention in the sort of application update section, is that we are now, we extended our support for sports to CFL. That's Canadian football, for anybody who doesn't know. So the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, they cover a wide array of sports. NBA, CFL, golf. They got 19 golf decisions. UFC, number one. World Cup, of course they had to get in on that action. WNBA, the number five. 85 decisions. And Major League Baseball, the number nine. So, didn't mean to go off on that little spurt, but we got Sports Gambling Network. They are the number one. They're not, as far as win rate, they're number two in this report from July, but they're the number one UFC podcast, Sports Gambling Podcast Network. Largest winning sample in the group, 11-5-1, 16 decisions, 68.8%. Congratulations. Then we got Mic'd Up and Misinformed. They were the money line hitters. So, if you're wondering, like, who's actually going to win the fight, Mic'd Up and Misinformed, they went 63.6%, 7-4, no pushes. It must have been no draws in those UFC fights. Not too many draws. You see a lot of, well, not a lot. Draws are more common in boxing, but UFC, somebody's getting knocked out, most likely. If they're not getting knocked out, they're getting submitted. If they're not getting submitted, somebody's putting their hand up. I would love to see the numbers on that. If I had a numbers guy or gal, like, hey, can you give me what's the all-time like draws in UFC big fights? Probably zero. But all of these 11 decisions were moneyline picks. So Mic'd Up and Misinformed. Coming up next at a 61.5%. Again, these are high numbers. Now, I do a lot of sports gambling. I do a lot of betting. If you're hitting at a 70% clip, you are making money on sports. I'm not talking about playing. I'm talking about gambling. 70%, 68.8%, 63.6%. These are high numbers. Then we have the MMA Mathletes Podcast. I just love this name. I remember when I first saw the Mathletes. I love it. The MMA Mathletes Podcast. Let's check out their profile right quick, actually. Okay, they're number six overall. They're number three in the UFC. Good for them. They got a 12. I mean, they got a 12-6 record. A 12-6 record. Pretty good. I'm looking at their profile. A lot of wins. A lot of wins. The MMA Mathletes. Actually, shout out. I actually gave them a shout out on my ex. Again, I'm not getting. Look, hey, we're new. I'm fine. I know that I'm not getting a lot of buzz. I'm okay. I'm here. I'm going to be like, I'm going to be knocking at the door. Knock, knock, knock. twice on the pipes. The MMA Mathletes Podcast. Congratulations. 6 Moneyline wins. Yeah. Yeah. 8-5-1. Good job. Coming up next at 60% again. Can't beat that. Big Jive MMA show. See, this is why I love these reports, because I get a chance to sort of give a new set of podcasts some shine, some love. Like I said, when I looked into the numbers, when I started deciding, hey, which podcast am I going to, sorry, I didn't, not which podcast, which report are we going to be able to conjure up this week? And at first, there was a lot of data on World Cup. And I was like, no. World Cup is over. Finito. Colas. Bye-bye. And we're not going to see you for another 4 years. Why would I want to talk about the World Cup again? So I said, look, let's dig a little bit more. And out pop UFC, July. It's like, oh, there's a lot of picks, 195 decisions. That's the type of data that we want for a report. That's the type of data that we want to express, that we want people to see. Again, I'm supplying love. I'm supplying valuable information for both parties, for podcast host, because you can actually see how you're doing. And not only that, how you rank amongst your peers, amongst your fellow podcast colleagues. Bragging rights. Put them badges on there. That's what I want. I want to see that is, ooh, I would love to go to a podcast website, love to click on the show notes and see, hey, ranked number one by BetCast. Yes, that's us. Big Jive. You had 10 decisions, 6-4. Congratulations. 60%. Can't be mad at that. Let me just check on Big Jive. Let me see what you got. Let me see what you got. Yeah. You had that Max Holloway by KO. You had that Max Holloway by KO. What a pitiful fight. Pitiful fight. I don't even want to get into it. MMA gambling podcast. 7-5. You were the lowest win rate percentage, but still above 50%. You were 58.3%. It's not bad. Again, we're only featuring the top. Again, 28 podcasts put in their bid. 28 of them. But we're only talking about the best ones here. Now I want to give a little bit of love to some of the smaller numbers that we got. Not quite 10 decisions. Again, we use a 10 decision qualifier. You got to give me at least 10 decisions before I can even put you onto the leaderboard or the rankings before I can make you one of the leaders for that week or for that report. But I do want to give a little look. If you're right there, if you're close and you've been performing well, you're worth watching. You're worth talking about. You're worth talking about. So let's talk about you. MMA breakdown and bets. You got 4-1. Only 5 decisions. But 4-1 is pretty good. Let's take a quick look. Like, your only loss was, looks like your only loss was either Benoit St. Denis Moneyline. Again, I don't know. I don't know these events, but 4-1 is pretty good. Just Win Best Baby. I want to give them a special, special shout out because I've been communicating with the host of Just Win Bets Baby, and he's going to give us our first public shout out. We're excited about that. And we want to thank Just Win Best Baby for that. I mean, we'll do another thank you once I actually hear the shout out. I haven't heard the shout out yet. I've been told that I'm going to get a sort of a link to it. But they may be the first podcast to hop on the Betcast. And they won't be the last. So thank you, Just Win Best Baby. You had 8 decisions during the span of this report. 6-2. You've been killing it. I mean, overall in the UFC, you're 6-2. And again, special shout out to Just Win Best Baby, who will be the first, unless somebody else jumps him, to recognize Betcast as the official tracking validation system. Last but not least, on the smaller samples worth watching, half the battle. 5-2. Again, 7 decisions, 8 decisions, 5 decisions, not quite 10. They'll get there. They'll get there. And again, hey, I still have a lot of data to triage. I still have a lot of picks that need validation. So we're working it. We're working it. We're making this. This is all automatic. I'm trying to not interfere much at all unless I have to. So that's the hard part. I don't personally want to be going through thousands of picks. No, we have systems in place for that. Now, to the end of the report, and we're coming close to the end of the pod. I'm so sad. It's been so much fun hanging out with y'all, giving you this insight, giving you this information that ain't nowhere else but here. But market breakdowns. So, money lines, money lines, money lines. They went 61.5%. You know, that tells me that, you know, when I look at that, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm going to identify some of the top pods, some of the top money line picks. I'm going to parlay those together and I'm going to make me some money. Because that's what I like to do. That's what we're here to do. That's why these sports gambling podcasts exist. I want to make money. Each month, I want to put some money back into my savings account. Betting bankroll, savings account. Betting bankroll, savings account. I don't want it to go the other way. Nah, I don't want that. I don't want that. So I'm about to look at these UFC money lines, baby. We have other props, method, round, other markets. They went 56.6%. Fight totals, a little bit, 41.7. Spreads. I didn't even know spreads exist. I did not know people were betting spreads on UFC fights. When I saw that, I was like, hold up. Is this a football game? Is this a baseball game? Is this a basketball game? Spreads. Well, they didn't do well. They went 1-3. So I would stay away from that. And then confidence signal. Now, this is what I love to see. This is probably my favorite stat, because these last reports, the percentages based off confidence was kind of bad, because the system labels a confidence onto the bet, because you want to know, you know, this is part of the UI. This is part of the betting card. The betting buddy, every pick that makes it onto a card gets a confidence, high, medium, or low. And your expectation is that if it's a low confidence bet, don't put your whole bankroll on it. You know, always bet at your own risk. But if you see a low confidence bet, definitely, definitely be weary. So the low bets went 47.5%. That's what you actually want. I mean, you don't want it, but that's what you expect. Medium went 59.7%, even better, gradually up. And then high, this is the number you really love. The high confidence bets went 75%. That means through the month of July, for every UFC pick, for every UFC bet, if the system labeled it high, it went 12-4-1, 75%. That's the confidence signal. That's the sort of security, trust that you want. The system, hey, like I said, not all reports have shown this. There's been, you know, ironically, some of the previous reports, the other confidence did better than high. High did worse. So it's good to finally see it hitting that mark at 75%. And then to close it out, we have a little Abu Dhabi recap. That was, I believe, the last UFC event. Yeah, it was toward the end of the month. So we had 65 decisions come from Abu Dhabi. That's why we're going to feature it here in the last part of this report. So 65 decisions across 15 episodes. And we settled 71 picks. The subset finished 37-28. So this one event, I just want to say, if you generated cards before the Abu Dhabi event and you followed the picks, specifically the money lines, you'll be a profitable gambler. You would have made money, significant. And if you parlay some of those together, you would have really, really made out. So that's going to end the report. The July UFC betting podcast report is now officially wrapped, is capped. And complete. So we're going to go ahead and wrap it on up. And as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for tuning in. Always reach out to me, joe@betcastai.com. Email me. Tell me what I'm doing wrong. Tell me what I'm doing right. Tell me that you love me. Tell me there's a sport that's not getting tracked that you want numbers for. Tell me that you're using the cars to make money, baby. But again, thanks for tuning in. I don't know. I've been telling myself that I want to record more than one podcast a week because I really love doing this. But so far, I'm just at this one a week clip. I'm tying these podcasts to the report, which makes it, like I said, I want to come with new stuff, new data, new information. And so we would put our report once a week. So I haven't really found a way to squeeze in another episode yet, but I will. But again, that concludes. Appreciate you. And as always, holla!